Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college,
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Tuesday, November the 17th of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have an outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I have to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we have a kind of like an introduction, if you will, to the upcoming series, the next series that we'll be starting probably about a week from now. I haven't really decided on a date, but we probably want to squeeze one more series in before the end of this year. Because, as you know, this information is so important. If you're paying attention to the times that we're living in, you see that there's a lot of stuff going on as far as world events, and that lines up with exactly what Scripture has said, that there will be wars and rumors of wars. So that is what is going on today. So we want to talk about how to exit this system. When I say exit this system, I'm not talking about the physical exit. I'm talking about your spiritual exit, how to spiritually exit this system so that when you are in this world, but you are not of this world. It is so profound and it is mind-boggling that many people get caught up in the cares of this world. And so what we have to do, my brothers and sisters, is not allow ourselves to be entangled with the cares of this world. And there are a couple of different ways by which one can do that, the most important of which is to make sure that you are spiritually grounded in the Word of God. Meaning, the last series we talked about was how to live in eternal life. We talked about the metaphysics of eternal life. So if you understand the last series that we just talked about, that gives you the keys to the kingdom. The keys to the kingdom was taken away by the powers that be. How did they take away the keys to the kingdom? They introduced English. Now, as you may or may not know, English is a backwards language. It is the Enochian. It is a language of fallen light beings. And so we are all trapped inside of this matrix of light. So when I speak, again, it is instilling something inside of your system that is contrary to your disposition. You are a spiritual being. As a spiritual being, the little G's job is to get you to think that you're not a spiritual being by not allowing you to have access to spiritual things. And so the scripture tells us that in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 2:13 says, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But the natural man does not accept things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised, spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual appraises or discerns all things, yet he himself is appraised, comprehended by no one. 1 Corinthians, again, chapter 2, verse 13. Brothers and sisters, we live in a world where everyone is under this spell. Now, language, as we talked about in the last series, religion, music, math, DNA, biology, all of this is the system that entraps spirit beings. Although this information and this system is great, this is not your final destination. Your final destination exists outside of the box, outside of the system. So to be able to comprehend truth, one must think outside of the box. To be able to comprehend truth, one must think with truth. To be able to comprehend truth, one must stop thinking with non-truth. Since all of the information that we have available us today was taken from somebody who took it from somebody who took it from somebody who took it from somebody, we have lost connection with the source. So we have versions of misleading truth. We have versions of the truth. We have half-truths. We have pieces of the puzzle, but we don't have the entire puzzle. So the beginning of exiting the system is to realize that you're in the system. That's the biggest problem. The biggest problem right now that we have today is nobody realizes that they're even in a system. So how can you exit out of something that you don't even know that you're in? I mean, it's mind-blowing, my brothers and sisters, when you really start to wrap your brain around the depth of the problem. The depth of the problem is so deep that it boggles the imagination. I was talking to someone earlier today, and they were sharing how the last series was so profound because it had such a profound effect upon them that they was getting ready to engage in some type of illegal activity. And upon hearing the message, they stopped engaging in that activity. And the message was about love, how to transmute hate and anger into love. You, my brothers and sisters, as I am, from a biological perspective, we have to understand this. This next series is going to be really tough. This past series was tough. How do you take hate and return love? From a scientific perspective, when we look at the human anatomy, It is animated. That's what the ruach or the pneuma or the spirit does. It animates the flesh. So science tells us that the animization, the thing that makes us alive, this thing that we call life, is a force that flows through our nervous system. This force that flows through our nervous system, it activates the cells of the human body. Every cell inside of the body, again, is animated by this condition or this force, this frequency, this wave, this vibration that we call life. Ether, thinking stuff, the Holy Spirit, breath, vegetation, animization, whatever words you want to use, it results in your movement. So the fact that this movement, that's the result of a chemical response, that's the result of an electrical response, that's the result of a biological response, you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. That is what we call life. So the fact that you are life means that you are a byproduct and not the product. You are a byproduct of something. You are a byproduct of a process, principle, procedure. You are a byproduct of this principle, but you're not the principle. You are an effect, but you're not the cause. So what is this effect? The temple, the template, again, is animated by the Spirit of God. That's what the Bible says. That's what we learned in the last series. So the human body is a complex template that the Spirit of God taps into. And the Spirit of God is a complex, or it manifests as a complex chemical, electrical, biological apparatus, if we want to use that term. This apparatus both is a long wave and a short wave electromagnetic bipolar system, meaning it has a left and a right. It has an up and a down. It's like a battery. It has a positive and a negative. So every cell inside of your human body is a tiny electrical battery with a positive charge and a negative charge, a positive pulse or a negative pulse. And this is activated by the ether, by the Holy Spirit, by the Ruach, by the Pneuma, or by some other entity or energy. Very important. Every body is an electrical battery that has a positive and a negative charge that is animated or that is activated. So we have to seek to be our own activating system. Right now, you've been activated by somebody else. The question is, who's thinking for you? Who's activating your system? What controls you? Do you know whatever angers you controls you? Do you know whatever you think about controls you? Do you know whatever you eat controls you? Do you know all of the addictions that you have, they control your electrical apparatus that you call the body? That is the template of God that should be controlled only by the Holy Ghost. The whole good host. So each cell in your body, again, is a tiny electrical battery that is activated by some force. The only question is, what force is activating your body? What force, what biological system is controlling your electricity that is therefore manifesting through your chemistry? This next series, we're going to teach you how to be that biological system that controls your electrical system that manifests it through your chemical system, you being the God you, the God self, not the flesh you. So if you're going to get out of the flesh, you're going to walk in the spirit. So your nervous system is a vast network, again, of highly specialized cells, or wrap your brain around this, conductors or covenants, the Ark of the Covenant. So you are the Ark of the Covenant. You don't go look for one. You are one. Each blood cell is an actual basic, it's an actual electrical conductor, which that's what the Ark of the Covenant is. The Ark of the Covenant is an electrical conductor that allows God to come down and conduct his affairs on this dimension. You, again, my brothers and my sisters, are each cell in your body is a mini Ark of the Covenant. So every cell of the human body, again, is an individual Ark of the Covenant. It's an individual electrical conductor, an electrical capacitor. The only question is, what biological system is controlling your electrical capacitor? That's the question. And so now we need to make sure that you, the real you, not the fake you, not the phony you, but the real you, the you that is connected to the source, the Christos inside of you, that is the source that we need to make sure is the animating your body. Right now, that may or that may not be. So you say, well, Brother Will, man, I don't know about that, man. That sounds interesting. It should be interesting because if you understand how language works, how we've been going, if you've listened to any of my shows, you know that you are the result of your words. Your words create your world. The wrong words, you end up with the wrong world. So we all live in a world that is the creation of our words. So if we are to comprehend truth, we need words that are true. Since there is no word in the English language that is based upon truth, none, zero, zip, zada, we got to go by the spirit of the word. Not only in the English language, but in any language. So to comprehend truth, we must step outside of the box that is called truth. And we must use next level thinking, which is called Christ consciousness. I say, Brother Will, what does that mean? Each individual involved in this system is controlled by this system. The system uses symbols to steal, steal, and steal. Now, Brother Will, what you saying, man? The system uses the system to steal. And then once they steal from you, then they use steal. They install steal. Steel. Once they install steal, then you become steal. STILL. Now, many people use that process. I've taught this before. I saw it on the internet, on the Facebook page earlier today. Not saying that the individual uses it. I can't stake no claim to it, to none of the etymologies of any of these terms that I use, because again, there's nothing new under the sun. So whether you hear this from me or you hear it from somebody else, the enemy comes to steal so that he can install steel so that he can make you steal. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. How did he do that? He comes to steal, S-T-E-A-L. He comes to kill, S-T-E-E-L. And he comes to destroy, S-T-I-L-L. And if we don't understand that the system that you live in stole something from you. So you're chugging along and you're thinking that you're oscillating, that you're vibrating on all cylinders, and you're not. And so we have to understand what the scriptures clearly state, because that's the whole purpose of what Yahushua did. How to exit the matrix. Now, we are to exist in the matrix until we exit to the matrix. The Bible says that we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're in this matrix, that's true, but we're not of this matrix. The matrix stole something from us. And it's our job to transcend this limit so that we can return back to the Father. How do we do that? We do it exactly like that the scripture says. So the Bible clearly tells us, brothers and sisters, that what we are to do. But most of us are not paying attention. We see the attention is not free, brothers and sisters. We have to pay for it. And many of us are not at the place where we are willing to pay attention. And if you're not willing to pay attention, Because energy flows where attention goes. If you're not willing to pay for attention, you don't get attention. To do again, whatever amount that you give, that same amount is returned back to you. If you don't give anything, you can't receive anything. So the enemy cons us out of paying. Nobody wants to pay. When people say, man, well, Doc, why you charge for your series, man? That way you can learn something. Because if you don't pay nothing, you don't learn nothing. The more you pay, the more you learn. I should be charging $1,000 for each one of these shows. That way you can learn more. But I know $100 is a stretch. Even during this time of year, especially during the holidays that has replaced the holy days. So as we overstand, brothers and sisters, 1 Corinthians is the foundation of the next series. Because it tells us in 1 Corinthians 2, those things which also I speak, not in words taught by human wisdom. So I have to teach things that are not in words taught by human wisdom. Do you know anything that's not taught by human wisdom? I don't know anything. I don't know anybody teaching anything not taught. Everybody's regurgitating what somebody else said. So now I got to connect to something outside of this system, and I got to bring it into this system and share it with you. So what I'm about to share in this next series, you know, even the last stuff I shared was outside of this system. Because nobody loves that way, not even myself. So now we got to talk about, I got to pull information from the celestial realm and bring it into the terrestrial realm. Because it tells me things which I speak that are not in words taught by human wisdom, but taught by the spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. So now I have to get spiritual thoughts, and I combine them with spiritual words, not worldly words. So we're going to be talking about in this next system things that does not exist in this world. They exist in the next world. So we've got to teach you those things like you're in the next world. So it's going to be some stuff that's going to be, wow, mind-blowing, to be honest with you, because we're going to talk about the signs that you see. We're going to talk about the sigils that you feel, and we're going to talk about the symbols that you manifest. All of these signs, sigils, and symbols are the things that control you and keep you in this system. So we got to get signs from outside of the system. We got to get sigils from outside of the system. We got to get symbols from outside of the system. Otherwise, the system is going to steal, and steal you. So this S-T-E-A-L is going to S-T-E-E-L, which results in S-T-I-L-L. And you become ill. You become S-T-I-L-L, sick. And it's so important. The reason that we are sick is because we are spiritual beings, but we have a worldly appetite. So we are dining on worldly words and not spiritual words. And now we are becoming spiritually sick because we are glutton. We have been ingesting the wrong thing. And so the scripture tells us what we are to do. It says that we are to be taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. Because it tells us the natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. So your natural man, we all have one. We all have a flesh and we have a spirit. So what I'm sharing with you, your flesh is not going to understand. In fact, it's going to fight you. Your flesh is going to reject you. Your flesh is going to tell you, hey, I can skip this series. Your flesh is going to tell you, I don't need to listen to this. Your flesh is going to tell you, yeah, Doc, I was with you, but now you're going outside of the Helios Biblios. Because now you want me to exist without language. You want me to exist without religion. And you want me to exist without my DNA. So how am I supposed to exist? How am I supposed to connect with this dimension? That's the point. You're not supposed to connect with this dimension. You're supposed to connect with the next dimension. That's where eternal life is. Eternal life doesn't exist in this dimension. Everything on this dimension dies. It entropies. We don't want to entropy. We don't want to die. We don't want to age. We want to get to the point where we are spiritually mature and we go from perfection to perfection, from glory to glory to glory. That's what the scripture says. That's what Yahushua did. And so our job is to be like our elder brother. But how do we do that? It says that the natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. So we already know that what you're going to hear, you're going to reject. It's okay. Why? They are foolishness to him. And he cannot understand them. Why? Because they are spiritually appraised. So, brothers and sisters, you put on your spiritual hat. How do you do that? The Bible says walk in the Spirit. You cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. Spirit, ruling disposition of God, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, that is the mindset one must maintain. You must come in with the mindset of Christ, with the mindset of a celestial being and not a terrestrial being. That is the only way that you can spiritually appraise what I'm about to share today and with the series. Because the scripture says, it continues in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13, I'm sorry, verse 14 and 15, but he who is spiritually appraised, or he who spiritually appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. So the ability to spiritually appraise things is the key. Spiritually appraise. Your job is to become an appraiser. Now, you know one thing about an appraiser. They establish the value or the worth of a thing. If I was to, again, you ever get your home appraised? When you purchase a new home, you go out and get it appraised. You ever go and have your vehicle appraised? What about jewelry? You have some jewelry you want to go see. Hey, what is the value of this? So you have to be able to ascertain the value of spiritual things. You cannot do that with a natural mind. You have to be able to ascertain the value, again, of eternal life. You can't do that with a dead life. So eternal life doesn't look too good to you right now because, again, we are part of the walking dead. So our goal is to become spiritually animated. So I need to put thoughts in my brain. That's the biological system. Now, remember these words. Words establishes your world. This is paramount. For the next series, we're going to use words that's going to establish a new paradigm shift. We're going to use words that's going to establish your world. Right now, we're using words that are killing, destroying, or limiting, or concealing your world. But we want to use words. We're going to go and we're going to be reading from the lost books of the Bible. We're going to be reading from the other books of the Bible. We're going to be reading from the Dead Sea Scrolls. We're going to be talking about some things that somebody somewhere don't want to know. Otherwise, why is the Bible the number one sold book in the history of books, in the history of mankind? It's a great book, don't get me wrong. It just doesn't contain all of the books. And we want to make sure that we understand. One of those books is the Acts of John. One of those apocryphal books is the Acts of John that we're going to be looking at and we're going to be talking about because we want to get an over and understand about the revelation of the mystery of the cross. And all of this is found inside of, again, the Acts of the book of John. Another one of those books that we're going to be looking at in this next series is the first epistle of Clement. So the first epistle of Clement, see, Clement was a disciple of Peter. Then afterwards, Clement became the bishop of Rome. He was known as Clement of Alexandria. Now, it's very important because Jerome, who again was a historian, wrote a lot about Clement. One of the books of Clement that we want to spend some time in, again, talks about how we have fallen. Let me read a quick quote from the book of Clement. I think it was the third chapter of the book of Clement. Wherefore, let us also pray for such as are fallen into sin, that being endued with humility and moderation, that they may submit not unto us, but unto the will of God. For by this means, or by these means, they shall obtain a fruitful and perfect remembrance with mercy, both in our prayers to God and in our mention of them before the saints. So in the book of Clement, it tells you how you can ascertain your remembrance. We talked about in the previous scripture, nobody has prior remembrance when they lived with the Father. We don't have access to our prior remembrance. Well, the Book of Kemet tells us how to gain access to our prior remembrance. How do we do that? Kemet, Book of Kemet. Again, chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, let us also pray. Okay? I want to do some of that. Pray. Why? For such as have fallen, we all have fallen. We talked about that in the last series. Well, we all have fallen. As we talked about in the Book of Revelations, remember? It was Revelations, what was it, 2:24? We talked about that we all have fallen. And then the Book of Kemet says we have fallen into sin. That being endued with, number two, humility. Number three, and moderation. That they may submit not unto us, but unto the will of God. So you are submitting unto another man, unto another woman, unto the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You know, hopefully you're not submitting unto me. You to test every spirit, brother. Everything I say, you need to research it. So it tells us three things. Number one, we need to pray. Number two, we need to have humility. Why? Pride comes before the fall. How do we get here? Pride leads to fall. So we don't understand that we have fallen. Everybody, a lot of people don't think they've fallen. They don't understand the destruction of the temple. We destroyed our temple because of pride. So we need to pray. We need to have an attitude. And then after the attitude, we need to have humility. And then we need to have moderation. That they may submit unto, not unto us, but unto God, the will of God. So we need to submit to the will of God. We need to pray. We need to have humility. We need to have moderation. That means we shouldn't be out like just blatantly doing crazy stuff. And we need to submit to the will of God, not the will of men, and not the will of other people. Verse 2, for by these things, or by them, they shall obtain a fruitful and perfect remembrance with mercy, both in our prayers to God and in our mention to them before his saints. Let us receive correction at which no man ought to repine. The Book of Kemet. Brothers and sisters, we must retain. We must obtain our perfect. It says we should obtain our fruitful. Why did Jesus came? That you may be fruitful. Abundant. Jesus came that you may have life and life more fruitful. Life more abundantly. And so we must obtain this fruitful and perfect remembrance. That's what it talks about in the Book of Kemet, which may be one of the reasons why it's not canonized or it's not included in the ancient text. So we will. The Book of Kemet has a lot of great stuff in it. We're going to also be reading from another a book called the Book of Polycarp. The Book of Polycarp, we'll be breaking that down. The Book of Hermes, we're going to break that down. Brothers and sisters, we're going to be reading from, again, otherworldly books. Why? We need an otherworldly mindset. So we cannot get out of the box with tools that are in the box. If you are inside of the box, everything that you need is inside that box. So if something that you need doesn't exist right now, if you don't have it in your repertoire right now, it's because it doesn't exist in the current reality that you live in. So you can't solve problems with the same mindset that created them. Let me say that again. You can't solve obstacles or problems with the same mindset that created them. Let me say that one more time. You can't solve problems with the same mindset or obstacles that created them. You got to get a new mindset, a pneuma, new mind. What's the word for the Holy Spirit? Pneuma. Pneuma means new mind. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, the next series is going to be a barn burning. They all are. Again, we're going to take a little time. We'll take a little break before that. And it'll be sometimes after the, you know, Thanksgiving break. But we will get this next series started about going to expose the matrix. And then I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how to transcend the matrix, how to exit. We don't want to exist in the matrix. We want to exit from the matrix. My brothers and my sisters, again, the cost of the series, like every series, is $100. You can make that payment today, tomorrow, next week. But we'll be doing more intro shows to give you more meat as to why you should participate in this next series. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you're nice.